Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I know there's been a little bit of a delay in getting out another podcast episode, but I've been settling into my new life in Bali. If you've been following me, you probably have seen that I have moved my life all the way over to Bali, and I've finally gotten through all of the jet lag, and it feels so good to be here. The energy here is insane. It's hard to describe. It's like I feel energetically lighter at all times, and things I was worried about before just seem so far away. So I'm living in a little private villa right now. It's just me. I've got my own little private pool. It's really beautiful. And I'm shopping currently for a larger long-term villa for me and a couple of friends. And I'm really excited. It's crazy to think that this life I'm living right now is literally just, you know, it was just a visual in my mind. It was a part of my imagination 6-8 months ago, and here it is. You know, I manifested every single bit of it, every single bit of my life right now. I manifested. You know, and it doesn't really feel weird to be here. It feels really normal because I've been living this life in my mind. I've been visualizing it so often that it already feels like home. It already feels normal and natural for me to be here. You know, and that's really the key to manifestation is already knowing so strongly, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that what you desire is yours. That when it comes, it already feels like it's been yours. It already feels like your new normal. So I've been spending my mornings working and getting on calls with potential students and enrolling new students into BAA and creating content, podcasting. And then in the afternoons, I've been cafe hopping. There's like a bajillion adorable, cute cafes. I don't think I'll ever be able to go to all of them. And they all have just incredible vegan, delicious food that I could never replicate. And I've been going to the beach for sunsets in the evening and going to bed early and just really settling into the lifestyle here. And it's really nice because the time zone is so different that, you know, after about 2 p.m. my time, the rest of the world is really asleep. So it kind of forces me to slow down because I can't take calls after 2 p.m. and no one's really there to message me after 2 p.m. So I've been really slowing down and getting more into my feminine flow. And it's crazy. It's like every time I do something like this, this happens. I've made almost double the money. You know, I attracted almost double the money to me in the past week than I did the previous week when I was in hustle mode. You know, I was in hustle mode, getting ready to leave, wanted to get everything done, get all of my work done. And, you know, when I ease into this flow, into this feminine flow, when I allowed myself rest and joy and I took like 4 days off and the money flows in, it's like I'm a magnet for it because of my mindset that I've cultivated. And, you know, money is my friend. Money wants to hang out with people who love money, and I truly love money. Money is one of my best friends. I respect money and I don't talk shit about money, and I expect it to be in my life, but I don't worry that it won't be in my life. Right? Because I have a loving relationship with the energy of money, and that is what makes me a magnet for money. I mean, I've also worked through all of my subconscious blocks around money, but, you know, I found that it's just a part of my life now. It's my new norm. I attract money to me every single day. It flows to me simply because I am authentically myself for no other reason than that. And the limiting belief that I've been working through in the past few months is the fact that I don't need to work a certain number of hours to make money, right? I don't need to prove that I'm good enough by working harder. The money can still flow to me. And I kind of had an experiment where I took off, like, I think it was 3-4 days. I don't know the time zone. It's like 15 hours difference. And my time zone is messing me up. But it was, I think it was like three or four days that I completely took off of work. And I still attracted money to me. In fact, I attracted more money in that 3 to 4 days than I typically do in a week. And it just proves that the amount of money and abundance you attract to you has nothing to do with the work that you put in. It has nothing to do with the hours. It has nothing to do with the hustle. It has everything to do with alignment and energy. When you are in alignment, abundance flows to you. The universe doesn't care if you work 1 hour or 15. It cares about your energy and where your energy is, whether or not it's in alignment. This is why people get side hustles and they work their butts off and they don't make money. Because you can work your butt off all day long, but if you're not in alignment with the energy of abundance, money's not going to want to come hang out with you. Actually, I wanted to create this podcast to share a few lessons in abundance that I've actually learned by being in Bali just in my first week. Because I've noticed every single time I up-level and I upgrade my mindset to align with the new level of abundance I'm bringing in, there's like a hurdle. There's like a lesson to overcome that the universe sends my way, right? And it's almost like this test, you know, like if you want to reach a new level of abundance, you need to up level your own mindset and your own energy to be in alignment with that level of abundance. So the universe sends me lessons and it sends me blockages and it sends me all of these things that I need to like get through in order to up level my mindset to the level it needs to be. Right? And the way I think of it is if I don't quote unquote pass this test and learn the lesson, then I'm not ready to up level and receive more abundance yet. So the lesson will come again. So I've been knowing for a while that I'm in a process of up level. I'm up leveling to a new level of abundance. And when I say abundance, I don't just mean money. I mean abundance in all areas of life. I mean abundance in love and relationships and money and career and everything, environment, all of it. So first lesson in abundance of my recent up level. So you might have seen this on my stories if you follow my stories and my Pursuit of Bliss Instagram account. But for my travels to Bali, basically everything went wrong that could have possibly went wrong. So I was traveling with one of my best friends. We were on the same flight. So we booked our flight months ago. So we get to the airport and I'm looking at our arrival time and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Based on our arrival time, we would only have 12 hours of travel. But our flight should be 13 hours or 14 hours. That makes no sense. So we look at it again and we're like, oh my gosh. Our flight wasn't at 1 p.m. It was at 1 a.m. the previous night. We had missed it by 12 hours. We didn't realize it was in military time. And so we completely missed our flight. And we were at the airport and we were like ready for this flight, ready to go, so excited. And we had no flight suddenly. And, you know, in the past, this would have created intense anxiety for me and fear. And I would have been freaking out about the fact that we missed a flight and can't believe that we missed it. How could we be so stupid? You know, it's going to be so much money to get a new flight. We're going to miss our first day in Bali. We already paid for our villa, all of this stuff. But like, I was totally unfazed because I know that everything is happening for me always. Like literally at all times, life is happening for me no matter what. Even if it looks like something horrible has happened, whatever that horrible thing is just a detour or a lesson, you know? And so I just look at this and say, there's a reason I wasn't supposed to be on that flight. There was a reason I was supposed to be on a different flight. There's a reason the timing I get to Bali wasn't supposed to be what I planned. And I may not know because these little events can create enormous ripple effects that I would never be able to see in that moment, in that day, even in that year. So this happens. We look at flights and we realize that the most inexpensive flight that we can purchase is, I think it was like $600 or $700. I don't even remember exactly how much it was. I think it was about $700 each. So we buy a flight for that evening. It's in like 5 hours. It's $700. And our original flight had cost us, I think, like $300, $350. So we're like, okay, we just had to pay double the price of our original flight, plus the price we paid for the original flight because we couldn't get a refund. So we ended up paying, that was like $1,300 just for our flight to get to Bali one way. And once again, this in the past would have created major anxiety, major money anxiety and fear around spending money that I had not planned to spend. However, I had literally no fear. I was laughing through the entire thing and enjoying the process of laughing at ourselves and guessing why the universe was creating this detour. I was very hopeful that the universe was moving me away from my original flight because my soulmate was on the new flight. And that did not prove to be true, sadly. But I am still certain that he is here in Bali waiting for me. So I spent the money and it was like this up level for me because it was this realization that, wow, I have come so far. Even 3 months ago, 6 months ago, I would have been in a fear-based state having to spend this extra money for quote unquote no reason, you know, just for my own mistake. But in reality, I was so excited because I now know that all of the money that I spend in alignment with my highest self, when I spend it from a place of gratitude and love, right? It's energy. And I put this energy out into the universe, the energy of this $700 with love and gratitude. And I know it's coming back. So me spending that money was me knowing that I just have that much more money coming back to me in the next week or two, right? Because that money is going to multiply and it's going to come back to me if I come at this from a state of peace and love rather than fear and anxiety. So because I came at it from a place of love and with no anxiety or fear, and I laughed through it and I created joy out of an otherwise anxiety producing situation, the money did come back multiplied, and it came back in 3 hours. Multiplied. That money appeared in the next 3 hours. Just by me experiencing joy in this situation, I wasn't working. I wasn't actively doing work. I was just enjoying my time with my friend at the airport, spending our last 5 hours before our flight, and the money came back unexpectedly, you know? And so it's things like this. The money always appears faster and faster for me now when I invest it, because my money mindset is so strong and my stability does not come from money. My feelings of safety and stability and abundance are internal. They come from me knowing that I am a soul eternally, an internal soul experiencing this existence through this human body, and knowing that everything else is an illusion. And therefore, I have security and safety and comfort in knowing that I'm a soul in this human body and that life is happening for me. And that I can create whatever the hell I want in my life. If it's financial abundance, I can create that. If I were to lose all of my money tonight, it was all gone, I can create the abundance again. That is what true abundance is. It's a mindset. And I know that everything I put out comes back. So why would I ever be in fear about not having enough? Why would I ever be in fear about spending money? I knew it was a lesson from the universe. I knew it was preparing my mindset for the next up level that I'm about to experience. And, you know, it didn't really stop there. So we ended up having a 14-hour layover in Korea instead of, we were supposed to have 20 hours of travel, and it turned into like almost 40 after this mishap. So we had to pay for Ubers, and we had to pay for an airport. I can't talk. We had to pay for a hotel there to spend the night. And we got to Bali and we realized we had forgotten to purchase return tickets. You have to show proof that you're leaving the country for them to let you in. So we had to buy last minute like $150 tickets to Singapore, round trip tickets. And all of this was just adding up to, it ended up being like over $1,000 extra that we weren't expecting to spend, right? Like, we'd already spent $350, we spent an extra like thousand something more. And on top of that, I paid for my villa for 2 nights that I wasn't even here because my travels delayed me. So it ended up being like close to $1,300, $1,400 of extra money that I spent. Once again, literally no fear. That is what true abundance is. True abundance is not a number in your bank account. True abundance is not bills in your wallet, you know, dollar bills. It's true abundance isn't a lack of debt. True abundance can't be measured in our like human physical standards that we measure life with, right? It's not possible. Abundance is an energy. Abundance is a mindset. And when you have the energy of abundance, when you embody the mindset of abundance, you always have abundance. And abundance is constantly flowing into your life, whether it's in the form of money or not. Because I know that even if the money didn't flow into my life, I would attract abundance in other ways. What I decide to manifest, I don't need money to manifest what I want in my life. I know that I can manifest whatever I desire in my life. However, if money happens to be the easiest and fastest way for the universe to allow me to manifest my desires, then money is what I will attract. So if you're sitting around saying, I'll feel abundant, I'll feel safe, I'll feel stable, I'll allow myself to enjoy my life once I have X amount of money, then money will never manifest. The money is attracted to the mindset. So if you're in this place of saying, I'll feel good and happy and joyful and have this sense of inner peace when I have X amount of money, you're in a scarcity mindset because you're basically saying, when I have this amount, aka I don't have this amount. Manifestation means that you know it's already yours. You already have it. You just need to switch your perception to allow it into your physical reality. When you're saying, I'm going to wait for this to show up to feel good, you're attracting scarcity and lack. You're attracting more opportunities to stay where you are. Instead, can you call in the feelings of security and abundance and love and joy before the money shows up? Because when you do that, you become a magnet for abundance. I mean, this is everything I teach in detail in my academy. How to truly cultivate an unshakable mindset of abundance. That is what will attract the money for you. And I know, looking at my finances for the past 3 months, I just realized that I manifested the same amount of money in the past 3 months in my business as my previous yearly salary at my corporate position. And once again, it didn't feel weird. It felt normal. Totally normal because I expected it. I intended it and I already knew it was mine back when I quit my job in May and I didn't have a stable income. I didn't know how I was going to create abundance or how it was going to attract money to me, but it didn't matter because I had that confidence that it was already mine and therefore it was the money was attracted to that confidence. The money was attracted to my energy. And I know sometimes easier said than done, but this is why I created my academy. This is why I created BAA to help other women step into this place of abundance and work through the beliefs and the blocks that are holding you back. Because that's all I did. I did the inner work. So if you're wanting to manifest money and you're not sure why it's not showing up, or if you just want to learn to manifest in general, or you want to learn to step into abundance and you want unlimited access to and support from me, and you want to learn the work I did that made this happen in my life, what helped me to manifest my dream life in 3.5 months, then BAA might be for you. I have the link to apply in the show notes here, or you can find it on my Instagram, Pursuit of Bliss with an underscore. And go ahead and apply and book a call with me and we'll chat to see if it's the right fit for you. But I did want to chat about, I know I totally got off topic talking about other things, but I want to chat about the lessons in abundance that I've actually learned here in Bali. So it didn't stop with the travel expenses. While that was the biggest expense, I had a couple other experiences that seemed more trivial, but actually had a lot of meaning for me. Okay, so another situation that happened the other day. So here in Bali, they have this thing called Grab. It's an app and it's kind of like Uber or Lyft, but instead of cars, you can call motorbikes to come pick you up. So it's like literally $1 to $4 US to get anywhere in the town. And so I've been using this app and it's been so much fun. First of all, I was previously terrified, but now I love it, riding on the back of these motorbikes. So basically what happened the other night is I called a motorbike. It was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 p.m. It was dark. I had just finished eating dinner. I wanted to go home and shower and go to bed. So I called a bike to take me home. And there's like a messaging app where you can message the person who's going to pick you up. And so this guy messaged me and he was like, you know, hey, I don't want to take you for this much. Like, can you pay me this much? So the price was 15,000. This is in Indonesian currency. So that is about $1 US. And he was like, you know, how about 50,000, which is about less than $4, like $3.50. And he's like, yeah, it's far. And I was like, no, that's like triple the price. No. And I got annoyed. And so I canceled the ride. And I was like, I'm just going to get another one. I'm not paying three times the price, even though it was just $3. And so I called another bike. And what do you know? It was the same dude. He picked up the ride again. And he was like, okay, how about 40? And I was like, all right, whatever. Like, I just want to go home. And for some reason, it was making me really annoyed that he was trying to get more money out of me, even though obviously $1 to $3 does not make a difference in my life. So he picks me up, I get on the bike, and we ride home. It's like 15 minutes or so. And I'm on the back of the bike, and I'm thinking, and I'm like, why is this annoying me? Why? This is literally the way he makes money to live. If he's asking me for extra money, like, it's not out of him being malicious. And even if it was, it seems to me that the fact that I dropped this bike, and out of all the hundreds of bikes in this town, if not thousands, he picked up the same ride again, felt like it was a sign, a lesson from the universe. And I feel like it was another experience that I needed to experience. And so I was like, all right, I need to not be so anxious about this. And why am I so mad about him asking me for two extra dollars to drive me 15, 20 minutes? Am I really thinking that a dollar is enough for that, even though the app says so? I think his time is worth more than a dollar, and this is his livelihood. Why am I so annoyed by this? He has a valid point. It was really far for a dollar. So I'm thinking this, and he gets to my little villa I'm staying at, and I get off the bike, and we agreed on 40, and I ended up giving him 200, which is, I think that's like $14, $15 US. I'm just doing these calculations in my head trying to convert it. So I gave him 200, which is a lot for a moto ride, and he was so happy. I wish I could show you guys what his smile looked like. It's giving me chills thinking about it, because not only did it make his day, but it made my day. And I felt more abundant because I worked through when I like conquered this test, this lesson in money mindset. I found myself in this state of annoyance and frustration over literally $2, and I didn't allow it to get to me. And I paid him $200 or $15, which, you know, is a lot. When you're living in Indonesia and everything costs $1, $2, $3, $4, that's a lot more. And for him, that was a lot of money to receive. But that's just one example of how you can overcome these little mindset. Like, when you get these things, when you feel annoyed about something, it's for a reason. There's a lesson there. Can you lean into the lesson? That up-leveled my own mindset around money and abundance and giving, even though it literally was a story of like $3 to $15 and my travel story was like $1,300. It doesn't matter. The number, the amount of money doesn't matter. It's in the lesson. It's in the mindset. And it's funny because all of this exact situation happened. I was getting picked up from, it was wherever I was eating dinner with I was there with a friend, and we were talking about money, and I was just talking about how in the past 30 days, I had invested $20,000 in myself between the Bali move and between investing in personal coaches and spiritual mentors and investing in my own business so I can give the best experience possible to the women in my academy and a few other investments that I made. And I was adding it up, and I was, you know, my old money story came to visit, and I was like, oh my gosh, I could have that $20,000 extra sitting in my bank account right now, but I don't. You know, briefly back to my old money story. And then, of course, I flipped it around and said, no, you're going back into your old money story. The money that you spend is not gone. You know, when I spend money, I'm not poor, because that money is already on its way back to me. You know, once again, abundance is not an amount of money. And I know that the money is already flowing back to me. But it's those brief moments when your money story, your old money story, or your current money story pops up, you need to reframe. Never let yourself sit in anxiety around money ever. My old money story still pops up from time to time as I level up. I feel like I'm leveling up each week, and I'm calling in more abundance, but I'm also sending out more abundance, and I'm investing in myself like crazy, because I need to make sure that my growth matches the rate of abundance that I want to bring in. So I'm constantly investing in myself. And for me, you know, my growth happened at such a fast rate. I went from like 0 to 1,000 so fast, and started attracting abundance where before I was attracting really nothing because I had such huge mindset shifts. And so, you know, that comes with growing pains. That comes with looking at $20,000 I've just invested and being like, oh my gosh, I've never spent that much money at one time in my life ever, you know? And so it's me leveling up into this new mindset, this new version of myself who does invest $20,000, who can spend $20,000 in 30 days. All right. So after I went through this experience and I had this like little conversation with my ego and I worked through my money story and I was feeling abundant again. And then I had this lesson, this motorbike experience. And I do believe the universe sent it right after just to be sure, like, hey, I know you just up-leveled your money mindset just now, but I want you to up-level it a little bit more. All right. And then as if that wasn't enough, the next morning, I was getting a ride to the cafe I was going to work at that day, and the driver drove all the way on his motorbike, and he got to me, and I came out to the bike, and then he just told me that, you know, actually, this is really far, and I don't want to take you for $15,000. It's just not enough. $15 is like a dollar or whatever. It was like a dollar or $1.50 or so. And he's like, yeah, I drove all the way here, but I just realized that it's not enough money. Like, I don't want to do it. I was like, this is so weird. I've had like already probably 30 moto rides and not one of them has had a problem. Like they always just, we do whatever amount the app says, like on Uber, just like if you take an Uber, if you've ever taken one, it says, all right, like you're going this many miles, whatever, there's traffic, it costs you $10 and you pay the $10, there's no questions asked. And this is the second time in a row in less than like 10 hours later. And he was like, no, like, honestly, it's not enough. I can't take you. And immediately I was like, okay, this is a lesson. I can't push it away because if I try to cancel this one, I know it's going to come back again. So I just immediately offered him, you know, four times that amount. And I was like, you know, here, can you take me for this much? Would that be worth your time? And once again, made his day, made my day. And the money comes back every time. And I'm making him more abundant by not only putting this kind gesture into the world, but sharing this money with him and the energy that I give with this money. It creates a ripple effect. When you do something like this, even if it's as small as tipping 100% at the coffee shop or whatever you do, when you send out this energy of love with the energy of money, you're literally creating a ripple effect you could never imagine. And it's a law of the universe, the law of giving, receiving. You have to receive what you give. So if you're giving abundantly, you're going to receive abundantly. And this was just another lesson for me. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in the whole Indonesian currency and looking at things like literally I'm going to my ATM and I'm taking out like a million or 2 million, you know, and I think that's like not even $200, I don't think. But it's like, you know, you get caught up in this currency and you look at things like, oh, I'm not paying you $100,000. And it's like, that's $7. So it's been a big lesson in money mindset and abundance for me. And I'm constantly up leveling my money mindset and everything. Every time I think I couldn't up-level anymore, like I think I'm there, I've done it. There's more lessons because it never ends. You're never going to get to a point where there aren't more lessons and there isn't another stage of your life to up-level to. You know, like when I go out to eat, I'm always tipping very large tips because I truly believe that tipping has nothing to do with service and has everything to do with your relationship with money. And you know, the other day I went to lunch and realized that I didn't have any cash and I paid with a card. And when you pay with card here, they don't give you an option to tip. So I couldn't tip. I even asked them and they were like, sorry, if you don't have cash, like we can't take a tip from you. And I was really bummed because I wanted to tip. And I was kind of in an area that I wasn't planning on going back to for a few days. So what I do in that situation is the next few times I go out to eat, I just tip double. And I intend that that money creates a ripple effect that makes its way back to the people that I didn't get to tip the day before. Because I know that the intention that I send out with my money makes a bigger difference than the physical reality. And my intentions become my reality. That's just the way I live my life. What I intend to manifest, manifests. You know, I intend to manifest abundance. I intend to manifest people who want to pay me. I intend to manifest clients who receive amazing results because they're really committed to themselves. I intend to manifest luxury travels and luxury villas, and I intend to manifest abundance in my environment and relationships, and so I do. Because I've done the inner work and I've worked through the subconscious beliefs, and therefore I'm able to manifest with ease, and I expect synchronicities and miracles in my everyday life, and I expect my reality to exceed my wildest expectations, and so it does. Abundance is a way of living your life. It's a way of holding yourself. It's a way of speaking. It's a way of projecting energy. Abundance is a lifestyle. It is a way of living. When you live abundantly, you attract abundance in whichever area of life you desire to attract abundance. So I hope that this encourages you to take a closer look at your life and at the lessons the universe is throwing your way to up-level. Are you ignoring them? Are you getting angry and frustrated and staying in that state of fear? Or are you realizing consciously, oh wait, this is an invitation to up-level. What is the lesson here that I can learn? Because when the universe sends you an invitation to up-level in the form of a lesson and you ignore it, you're blocking your own manifestations. And that lesson will come again and again and again. And each time that lesson will be stronger and bigger and more traumatic until you have no choice but to face the lesson. So why not just learn it the first time? Accept the invitation to up-level and prepare for the manifestations that are coming your way as a result. Sending you all tons of love from Bali. I'll be creating some more episodes sharing about my life here, and I would love to hear from you what your biggest takeaways from this episode are. Share it on your stories on Instagram, share it on Facebook, and tag me so I can see. I love hearing from all of you. I respond to all of my DMs, and I love seeing you all listening to the podcast. It truly makes me so freaking happy. Like I said, sending you all a ton of love. Until next time.